After hours, the office is fairly quiet. Another unproductive day, but no one really notices. Your body syncs up with the well-worn rhythm of your own day in progress, in process, ending. Your time is your own, and no obligations exist. Row after row of cubicles in an office space high up in a skyscraper. The middle of a city. As you walk by the windows, distant lights shine up. Movement below, so far. The windows are huge, glass but safe. This is a safe place from which to gaze out over the horizon. That thought arrives, and yet there is a tickle on the back of your neck, a feeling of heat, the momentary sense of someone else in the office. Only 5 of you work there, though. And you watched everyone else go home. Turning slowly, you find nothing but a range of cubicles, their computer screens dark, the occasional glimmer of a speaker's power light left on. This and nothing more. Treading the paths between the cubes, you find your chair and sit down. Very comfortable. Light shines in, sparkling on computer screens. Full and bright. You're here late, but no one will mind. The research group rented these offices a few months ago, partnering with the local university. Something about research. Lots of boring data sorting. Here is a temp. You have previously neglected to investigate anything about the project. There are more pressing things out there. Shows to watch, web comics to read, games to play. It is all more interesting than time spent behind a work desk. Except, right now, power is out in some parts of the city, including at your home. You could use cell phone internet. But that wouldn't let you stream videos with your remaining data cap. The minutes and hours roll on. You'll go home around when you'd normally go to bed. Might as well sit up. With any luck, you'd return home to find the power crews have done their work. No one minds if you stay to work late. So they shouldn't mind if you play late, right? Hours ago, the sun sank below that horizon, and the moon began to rise as you sat on your work computer. They didn't monitor here, and truly you could bring a home desktop in if you wanted. The lights are never on in this office during the day. It gets so much sunlight, a good energy saver. So as the shadows grew long and the silent offices grew dark, you did not bother to rise and hit a light switch. Still, the moon is so bright tonight. Why bother getting up and disturbing what is, after all, simple and beautiful? Silver light makes massed shadows, each edged and outlined in fading purples. You sit comfortable in a leather office chair. This place had more creature comforts than most offices, being composed chiefly of students with their own peculiar aesthetic sense. There are hammocks in some corners. Torn between going home to sleep and watching a few more videos, you realize another urge is growing. That's right. No power means no porn. There isn't anything on your phone. It's all tucked away on an external hard drive. Damn. You could save some stories to bring home. But it feels such a waste when it would be a bit thrilling to just do it here. For a moment, desire wrestles with sense. But as no one is likely to wander by, desire then wins. Well, they don't track traffic on the network, and they don't restrict access. Plus, you all sign in to a common wireless point rather than using wired connections. No one will ever know. Pulling up an erotic story, letting your eyes glaze over and your hands move between your legs. The moon is angled just so it casts silvery light on your screen, and all of the letters come alive with a white hot fire from within. So too does your body. The chair creaks and squeaks. You're the only one here, and you'd hear any approach. Your hands move, but your mind is seeing something else, feeling something else. The fantasy arises. Your eyes unfocus. The last sentence you read about wet lips sucking and a mind leaking out of someone's body, about a furred woman's paws clenching around thrusting hips and clawed fingers raking down one's back in the best, gentlest, hottest way. Your face goes a little slack, your ears flick, your tongue hangs out. You convince yourself that panting is okay if it is quiet and you are shielded by cubicle walls. You slouch down in your chair a little, but your eyes are already half-lidded in pleasure. Hands industriously working inside your pants, rubbing constant pleasure into your brain, engraving your own lust into your body. You couldn't have worked or slept anyway with such an aroused, lustful ache rampaging through your thoughts. The way you have slouched in your chair brings the silver light into more stark contrast with the screen. Now it is just a full moon, reflected. Staring at it raises heat inside of you, reminds you of just how many moonlit fever dreams have crossed your mind over the years. Fantasies rise to the surface, soft and wonderful. Your mind turns to your co-workers, seen walking between cubicles day after day. The young canine woman who staffs reception. The fox liaison from the university who drops off or picks up research data. The silvery moonlight reminds you of her fur. Yes, you half imagine you can see her face, reflected in the moonlit image on the screen. The text is long since lost. Breasts, her upright posture, the cute blouse and pencil skirt combination, all of it plays merrily with your arousal and desire. You really are panting now. A shiver up your spine, again. The feeling of being watched. You turn on the chair, using your hands to carefully cover the fact your pants are undone. Nothing behind you. Empty office. The front door is locked. You'd hear the key to this floor's secure area anyway. And no one would be looking in through those windows from this high up. Plus, your cubicle's at an angle. Yes, you recite this litany of reassurances into your brain and resume your prior activities. Pleasure rising as you masturbate. Your hands are no longer your own. They belong to the night, the moonlight, and the images of that silver-furred fox you've settled on as your masturbation fodder when the erotica didn't quite do it for you tonight. Fox ears, long muzzle, curvy hips, large dark glasses, that blouse coming unbuttoned. Her breasts are so large, the buttons already looked fit to pop off every time you've seen her anyway. Your hands reaching out, pawing at those buttons, removing them with shaky hands. The huge, pert nipples poking through her top. Your arousal only grows the more detailed the fantasy gets, until you'd almost think the moon reflected on your monitor, her image contained within it. Your tongue hangs out, drool is beginning to run down your chin. No one is here to see it. You might as well indulge. Building, building, arousal warmth. No, heat. All through your body. An urge. An ache that grows. You're on the edge. The tension trigger of orgasmic delight. Your eyes almost rolling back in your head so you can only see half of what you normally would. But the silver moonlight reflecting off the screen is oh so very visible to you. In your vision, the silvery fox has bared her breasts, dark nipples showing on silver fur. Pressing them to your face. The little tie she sometimes wears is draped over her shoulders, her blouse pushed to the side so that if you weren't holding it out of the way, it would tantalizingly obscure the nipples, but let the massive, generous cleavage show. Yes, yes. You see the silver screen and in your dreamlike fantasy, see the fox woman's face there, smiling seductively. Yes. and you see a hand descend into your vision. Dark tips to claw-like nails. A hand with silver fur. Reaching out to turn off your monitor. Your eyes unroll and you try to slide your hands away and cease masturbation. To your chagrin, they refuse to move. On the dark of the deactivated monitor, you see the moon reflected so clearly. But it is behind the woman you were fantasizing about. A fox woman, her blouse undone to reveal a massive and definitely custom-tailored bra she certainly was not wearing in your fantasy. The tie she wears is indeed draped over her shoulders. Working late, Her voice is calm and proper, despite her disheveled appearance inexplicably matching your fantasy in most details. You try to stammer out some excuse, but she cuts you off. I can obviously tell what you were up to. And judging by your reaction, you still like what you see. Don't you want to kiss me then? After all, it isn't like you're working. Her muzzle moves, showing a tongue which licks all the way around the outside and sparkling white fangs. Words fail then. You nod, nodding, again and again. Your hands are still working, and the pleasure this provides is no doubt muddying your senses. You wish you could stop. It is embarrassing, but the signals sent down your arm simply won't allow it. You touch, and your body is touched and shivers in the aftermath. Your mind follows the delicate curve of her neck, the silvered fur along her arms, the way she smiles a little along the sides of her muzzle draws you in. You want to get up. Want to move your hands from between your legs, grip the arms of the chair, and stand. But stopping the pleasure is too tough. Something about this woman's presence, her blouse undone, her bra showing, her body leaned over the top of the cubicle. She really is quite tall. She leans down and extends one hand, the fur on her arm silver in the light. Gripping your shirt, she lifts you effortlessly. Amusingly, she is careful not to move your hands away or jostle your arms. So you can keep stimulating yourself. Keep moaning as her muzzle comes down and meets you. Her breath is sweet, faintly spicy, a heat that creeps into you by her presence. Her hand is warm, running down your face, over your shoulder. The other hand still grips your shirt. So strong, but all you can think of is the pleasure and strength between your legs. Your hands stay there, stuck to you, only able to explore the contours of your own body and push pleasure up your spine. Your nerves spark. Your tongue hangs out. You pant as you grapple with her mouth, pressing yourself against her. Eventually, she rests her chin on your shoulder and growls in your ear, low and throaty. Her body so warm. She lets your feet settle to the floor, but your hands are still between your legs, as much as you might want to reach for her breasts. The softness of her fur, the light from the moon seems to press into you. Your hands stroke, stimulate, keep masturbating, keep touching. Her presence is doing this to you. The heat of the hand that was holding your shirt, now steadying you. You stand in the middle of the office floor, with her in front of you. She tugs you forward. Disarmed, with your hands between your legs, masturbating frantically to both versions of her, real and imagined. All you can do is fall forward into her cleavage. Pressed against the silky material of her bra, your face makes contact with her furred breasts. You breathe in. Spice and perfume. Not my usual scent, she comments, noticing you enjoying it. A gift from a friend. It seemed appropriate for your discipline. Discipline. You wonder what she means at the point where your eyes roll back into your head. She grips your shoulders in her powerful hands. Silver eyes and smiling muzzle are all you see when you look up. But your gaze is drawn back to the breasts. Massive. You could get lost in there. So you do. You press in, seeking more of the spice and sweetness that is her to you right now. Masturbation feels better. Sensitivity amps up. Even the pressure of your feet planted on the office floor is arousing and erogenous. You are being assailed with pleasure, and it is so easy to get lost in the white, hot throb of it. Let us get this out of the way. Click. Her bra falls away. Or it would, if your head were not so firmly pressed to her chest. So, she tugs your hair with one hand. A dominant gesture you are prepared to appreciate. The bra falls swishing to the floor and her nipples are dark and beautiful and huge as you imagine them, standing out from sleek, perfect silver fur. Your mouth opens. You are already panting, already drooling. Now you are begging. You weren't using your mind anyway. No inhibition. No restraint. Perhaps motivation is to blame. You imagine you hear a breathy edge of arousal in her voice. But fantasy and reality are blending so thoroughly, it is difficult to be sure. You were panting, drooling, moaning. You might even have already climaxed, given the spasms from your lower body. But what you are also doing right now is begging. Mouth open, standing on the silver-drenched floor of the bright-as-day office space. The silver fox in front of you clearly offering her huge puffy nipples for you to suck. How could you resist? The moment your tongue makes contact with one, it is as if you are hooked into a live wire of pure pleasure. Suck. You see the thoughts inside your head. Busy process of wondering why she is here in this state, why she is making your fantasy come true. But that thought seems to take on physical form, a mist, a vapor inside your head. It flows down into your tongue and settles there. Then it passes from you into that perfect warm nipple in the spiced fur. The scent is making your brain focus exclusively on sex. You know it. And then that knowledge also grows heavy and coalesces onto your tongue. The suction you are applying to her nipple, the fox running her nails through your hair as you do, is working in reverse. Thoughts are passing out of your head, out of your mouth, into her, until all thought of embarrassment and even your own consideration of this process itself has run out of you and into her. Or else drool down your chin and onto your chest. So many thoughts escaping you, but you just suck harder. Her breast, getting as much of it vacuum-sealed into your mouth as you can, enjoying the feeling of the nipple, the warmth of her perfect fur. You feel her body press against you as you connect. There is wetness between her thighs, evident through her panties making contact with your leg below a hiked-up skirt. You switch breasts. At least you think it was your own idea, though the tug of her hand on the back of your head may have been stirring before you moved as a subtle signal. New nipple, dry at first, now soaking in your saliva, soaking in your thoughts. A hollowing out at the core of your being, which removes things from consideration, removes them from concern, makes them less relevant. Your mind is emptier, emptier, blanker, deeper, sucking away, sucking your own thoughts away on her breast, the scent of the spices and perfume throughout your brain, fuzzy and silver inside and out. Her hand moves from the back of your head to your shoulder, The other hand is on your other shoulder. The fox woman pushes you back into the chair. You land with your hands still between your legs, touching. Caught in a fantasy, caught in desire, you need it. Her breasts are no longer in touch with your mouth. Her nipples glisten with your saliva, even more silver in the light. You want them back, but your hands are glued between your legs, touching with furious intensity. Your brain is hot and empty. There is nothing to get in the way. Empty mind, but a small place inside which she somehow controls is keeping your hands in place. Your pleasure rises. It is impossible to know if you've already came, because you are unable to look down, and the pleasure is still rising, still thrilling up your back and into your brain. You open your mouth, licking at the air, begging, pleading. Even though your thoughts are filtering away, you just want more of what she does to you. She obliges. Silvery breasts brought into contact with your face. Massive, bigger than your head, one on each side of your face. You are pressed into her cleavage. Breathe so deeply. Thoughts are leaking out of your open mouth, slicking the fur on her breasts. Your mind is leaking out. So warm, so perfect. She presses one of her thighs in between your legs, and you end up getting the signs of your arousal all over her fur there. You keep touching. There is no way to escape that. You rub your face against her breasts. You fasten your thighs around her leg and hump it shamelessly with your hands still touching. Your mind fades into a silver storm. Her breasts keep your ears warm, and she is whispering something into the top of your head, onto the top of your mind. Her control warmly drools down, and you feel your mind fading. You try to move your hands one last, futile time, but there is too much lure. Pressing your face into her fur, hearing those whispers on the edge of detection. You nod. Pulse, throb, gulp in air and gasp as you drool. You feel it. You feel white hot pleasure wash your brain away, and the sensation of her warm breasts robbing you of sense and thought resolves across your brain. Your eyes slowly open, focusing in on the time display on your computer. 1 hour after work ended, the silvery moon low in the sky. Your body sweated. one hand between your legs. How embarrassing. If anyone found you like this, with porn up on your computer just behind a screensaver. You move your mouse, close it, and get ready to head home. A quick check of the power company's website shows that power is restored. Hard to remember why you thought sleeping at your desk at that time would be a good idea. Harder, harder. You decide to stop thinking about it. At that moment, pleasure washes out from between your legs. Spice and sweetness dance in your senses, and a small moan escapes your lips. Heat between your legs, up your spine, into your mind. Silver light, silver fur, trapped, conditioned, whispered, touched. So good, so perfect. Shaking your head and composing yourself, as well as arranging your clothing to reveal less, you resolve to get some battery packs for your home devices and leave work promptly and on time each day. Once you have gone, only a quiet office remains. Accept the whirring of your desktop left on. But when moonlight rises high enough to wash over the power light on your forgotten computer, it pushes ever so slightly inward, and the device flickers off into silence.